Good morning. This is Markle with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, May the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were July corn up a penny and a half at 5.98, July wheat up 4.5 cents, 6.64 and a half, and July beans up 6.5 cents at 14.43. No export sales announced here this morning. There's also no agreement on the Ukrainian-Russian grain deal. The Russians have effectively stopped movement by refusing to register incoming vessels, and it doesn't look like the Russians are in any mood to concede anything out here. They had a massive attack on Ukraine over the weekend, and we'll see what Ukraine can do about that. We're going to get some rains, more rains in the northern plains, which could slow spring wheat plantings up there. But for the most part, we've had beneficial rains in a lot of the country. Texas, Oklahoma look to be getting anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain. Kansas will get some rain, but not quite enough in the southwestern corner. It's still dry there. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. I expect them to be pretty weak. Crop progress should show corn and bean plantings at a pretty good pace out here, certainly up right around the five-year averages. We have the supply and demand at the end of the week. We'll get a first look at the balance sheets. Everybody's expecting the numbers to be bearish, with exports probably being cut. So I think the question is, you've got funds heavily short corn and wheat right now. 102 corn, 115 wheat. They're short about 20,000 to 25,000 oil. They're only long about 61 beans and 60 meal. So do you want to be that short going into the growing season? I wouldn't think so. So, you know, even though it'll be possibly a bearish report on Friday, I think there'll be plenty of people who'll be looking to buy that break if it does indeed break. So that's not a whole lot of news out here. The Midwest looks like it's got some pretty good rains out here. Crops should be getting off to a pretty good start, the ones that are in the ground. And we just don't see any real problems for the time being. But Serafina corn down in Brazil, that's still too dry. Don't see a whole lot of rain there. So that could give corn some boost out here. Obviously, we didn't see any export cancellations, which is helpful out here. I think it's a matter of what do the funds want to do? They want to start covering this corn and wheat? If they do, we can certainly push prices higher. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.